Welcome to House Matters. In this edition, Jamaica looking to benefit from Green Climate Fund and $95 million being spent on upgrading of infirmaries. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. Steps are being taken by the government to ensure that Jamaica derives significant benefits from the Green Climate Fund, the GCF, established to support the 2015 Paris Agreement on Climate Change. This was disclosed by Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, during his 2017-2018 sectoral debate presentation in the House of Representatives on Tuesday.
Mr. Speaker, through the Commonwealth Secretariat, we have engaged a finance advisor to support Jamaica's efforts to develop a comprehensive program and a portfolio of projects in line with the investment priorities of the GCF.
The Paris Agreement brings all nations into a common cause to undertake ambitious efforts to combat climate change and adapt to its effects with enhanced support for developing countries. The central aim is to strengthen the global response to the threat of climate change by keeping a global temperature rise this century well below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels and to pursue efforts to limit the temperature increase even further to 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Jamaica has joined an increasing number of countries in ratifying the historic 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. Mr. Speaker, this is a monumental achievement and a signal to the world as to just how committed this country, Jamaica, is to a long-term goal.
Meanwhile, the government is projecting that 170 jobs will come from investments of $204 million in logistics and manufacturing during the current fiscal year. Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says investment of $104 million is projected for logistics. This, he says, will see the creation of some 70 jobs across various subsectors, including air and seaports, railway, transshipment infrastructure, and dry docking.
Some of those notable projects is the Kingston Wharves Multipurpose Terminal Port Project, the Special Economic Zone Regulations, and the Logistic Industrial Analysis Master Plan. In manufacturing, the projects to come on stream are expected to create capital expenditure of some $100 million and create hundreds of jobs.
Mr. Vaz told the House that the government is having discussions with the Jamaica Manufacturers Association to see how the Development Bank of Jamaica and the Factories Corporation of Jamaica can facilitate expansion of the sector, particularly with regard to the provision of needed factory space on favorable terms. And the government is spending $95 million to improve 5 infirmaries across the island. Work has started at the Manchester and Portland infirmaries at a cost of $15 million each. $5 million is being spent at the Trelawney facility, $40 million at the St. James Infirmary, and $20 million at the Westmoreland Infirmary. Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Desmond McKenzie, says the St. Elizabeth Infirmary will get attention during the current fiscal year. The minister, who was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives last Wednesday, said the projects will benefit 1,420 residents and provide employment for some 300 community persons.
Our infirmaries house 1,420 residents, 834 men, 586 women. It is the responsibility of the government to ensure that we take proper care of these people.
Meanwhile, he informed that work has started on a drop-in center for homeless persons in Hanover, while facilities will be built in St. Mary and St. Elizabeth at a combined cost of $24 million. He says a suitable location is being identified to build a center in St. Anne. The minister informed the House that the functions of the Board of Supervision, which monitors the delivery of poor relief services at the local level, will be integrated into the ministry. Minister McKenzie says the decision was taken after a comprehensive review of the effectiveness of the board. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.